Okay.
Okay, let's see, B'zat Hashem. Chumash. Chumash. Let's begin. Okay, firstly, I want to start with a few ha'oras. Let's get them from yesterday. Hosafos. Let's begin. Firstly, I did not stress yesterday. In fact, not only did I not stress, I didn't say. The Nekudin in the Machlokestin Rashi and Tosfos regarding the story, we discussed conceptually what the Nekudah was. The topic, according to Rashi, was that Reb Chiya was asking about his brother and sister, whether they were Niftar. According to Tosfos, Reb Chiya was asking about his own personal father. But it hinges upon the Girsa. What's the Girsa? According to Rashi, the word is eyeball. Eyeball. I didn't stress that. I didn't say it. Eyeball. Eyeball was his brother. So according to Rashi, the Girsa is eyeball. According to Tosfos, what's the Girsa? Abba. Abba Kayin. Because the topic was the father. So that's the first Nakud I want you to get down. I didn't say yesterday, the linchpin between Rashi and Tosfos yesterday regarding the story was, what was your Girsa? Rashi's Girsa was like, in our Gemara, says eyeball. Because that way he was asking about his brother and sister. Tosfos, the Girsa, according to Menachana, was Abba. Because he was asking on his father. That's number one Halacha.
Rashi says it also.
Yeah, Tosfos Rabbeinu Chanan, same thing. Yeah, you mean the Rabbeinu Chanan inside says Abba. The Feirish, he says Abishali. Okay, Avi Abba. He says Abba. Correct. Yes, that's Rabbeinu Chanan. Tosfos. Yeah. Tosfos quoted Rabbeinu Chanan. Girsa is Rabbeinu Chanan, and he was Masbir. So that's number one order. That's number one order. Number two order. Want to mention Lefi the Netziv that we had yesterday. Remember the Chiddush Nifla of the Netziv? The Netziv said, according to Rashi, what did he say according to Rashi? Rashi said the pasuk consists of both topics. What are the both topics? Well, what are the both topics? Hakadosh Yitzchok tells me two things. There's no Zuzim Balayla, and also Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. Stated. Maybe he didn't go out Belilah because no Zuzis Belilah. How can they tell me Yayetzi Yechidi Belilah? Demi Manof Chakasha. That we said, how does Rashi solve that? So we said the Netziv. What was the Netziv's pshat? Be'achavoshes Chamoro was a Hekshem Mitzvah. It was not Netzivu of Hashem. When is that? Zuzis only when? In the morning. He didn't do it at night. And why didn't he himself go out at night? That's because of what? Yayetzi Yechidi Belilah. So Seth asked me after Shir, he said, Rebbe, you have one pasuk telling me you two didn't? So I said, yes, Seth. Once in a while we have it. Sanhedrin daf lamed dalet, yefotzei tzela. The Torah is considered to be like sparks. Pasuk echad motzi kama ta'amin. Once in a while we have pasuk echad motzi kama ta'amin. Sometimes one pasuk can tell me. Now usually not. But once in a while, we have one pasuk tell me kama dinim. But I want to say even more to answer Seth's kasha. It's not the same pasuk, different phrases. Ve'achavoshes chamoro tells me what hechsher mitzvah lo ksuva b'kra. There's no zrizus b'layla. Ve'ashkim avam b'bokir tells me what hechsher mitzvah, that is what is part of the tzivui. There isn't in zrizus l'maisa even what. And that's why it also tells me Ayetzi Chiyuv Boker. You see, there are two different phrases. So even Lefi Dvarecha, it's really not a kashin, because it's not really the same phrase. Pasuk Echa Kamotzik Vayachavoshes Chamorot tells you one din, the Ashkim Abok tells you the other din. So I was thinking about that. Okay. Oh.
Where's
that get wrong? Sanhedrin Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Pasuk Echa Kamotzik Kamot Amun. Okay. This is number two Ha'ara. Number three Ha'ara. Within the Netziv, also. I forgot to mention yesterday. Lefi Rashi, we learn out from the Akeda, Ayetzi Adam Yechidi Balayla. What do you mean? He was with two Narav. How do we answer that Kasha? We didn't answer that Kasha. So the answer's like this. The Netziv says, the Sutton was there. And when the Sutton's there, that's Shchiyah Chazekah.
And when it's Shchiach Hazekah, you can't go out even with multitude of guys. Aaron said to me this morning, Ayitzi Yichidi Balayla, that's talking about what? When it's low Shchiach Hazekah. But when it's Shchiach Hazekah, you can't even go out with a group of guys. So according to Rashi, once you get it down, Sutton, Lefidim Itziv, the Sutton is equivalent to Shchiach Hazekah, Mamish. It's equivalent to Shchiach Hazekah. If it's equivalent to Shchiach Hazekah,
who says this?
The Nitziv. This is what follows from the Nitziv's Pshat and Rashi. The Sutton is Shchiach Hazekah, Afilu Harbe Anashim. Afilu Harbe Anashim, Lohu Leich, Afilu Harbe Anashim, Lo, bless you, Lohu Leich, Belayla. You don't go out Belayla.
So it's not
Al Yetzi Chidi is a din when it's Lo Shchiach Hazekah.
So when it's Shchiach, it's just stopped.
Right. So it's a little bit difficult. We're learning from the story if he would have been by himself. You follow me? But since he was what? It was a Sutton in Shchiach Hazekah, even with a lot of people, it's a problem.
But that's seemingly just because you're not supposed to put yourself in a Sakana. It doesn't do
with Ayetzi Yechidi V'Layla. But Ayetzi Yechidi V'Layla is a problem of the Sutton. So even if it's low Shchiach Hazekah, right? That's a problem of what? Well, Ayetzi Yechidi V'Layla, because there's no, it's not a mitzvah. But in a situation of what? Yifilu Harbe Anashim, we assume it's Shchiach Hazekah, and therefore Shlucha Mitzvah wouldn't even help you. What do you say according to Tosos? Tosos will be cholek on that. What will Tosos say? Tosos will be cholek on that. What will Tosos say? Tosos will say that when there's a Sutton, it's lo Shchiach Hazekah. So I'm just saying that Tosos will argue on Rashi and that Nekuda. Because Tosos said it cannot be talking about what? Remember Tosos said it was talking about what?
No.
Talking about stone? And our puzzle is talking about Akedis Yitzchok. Right? So why didn't Tosa say like Rashi? Must be that he holds the Sutton is big stuff. The Sutton is Shchiach, according to Rashi, Shchiach Hazekah. According to Tosa, no, Sutton is Lo Shchiach Hazekah. And therefore, Lamaisa, Al Yetzi Chidi Balali can learn out. Aaron isn't in the mitzvah? No, Tosa said it wasn't a mitzvah. Why wasn't it a mitzvah by stone? Because they were Rishoyim. Right? They were Rishoyim. That's what Tosa said. They were Rishoyim. He didn't want to see my Palosin. Stoma, they were Rishoyim. We said two Pshatim. What was the other Pshat? Only the two reasons. Also because Hashem was not mitzvah him, we said. Hashem was not mitzvah him. Okay. So this is how many orders we've said so far? How many? Three. First the Girsa. Then what? Then number two. What's number two? I forgot already. Seth's question, the answer. Posuk hakamotzi kamatomit. So not the same posuk. And number three is the nekuda the nitziv regarding what? Regarding the sotin. The Nekuda and Tziv regarding the Tzotten. You have to add that into Rashi. Okay. Fine. Now, let's go to what? Let's go to the first Mahalach we have to see. Okay? First Mahalach we have to see is the following. Nochomo. What was Tosis Kashi yesterday? The Yashkim Avram Bavokar. What was Tosas Kasher? Someone say it over to me. Mimon of Shach. What was the Mimon of Shach? What was the Mimon of Shach? We learn out from Ashkim Avraham Aboker, which is by the Akedah. Derech Agav, before we begin this, it does say the Ashkim Avraham Aboker three times. It does say it. I looked it up, the Korkanites, right before Shir. One time by Akedah, one time by Stone. Where's the third time? By Hagar. He got up early in the morning, gave her water, and showed them the way. Okay, so it does say it three times. They ask him Avram Baboker. Okay. What was Tosas Kasha, Nisim? How can Yashkim Avram Baboker tell me there's no Zrizus Balayla, and also tell me Yatze Yechidi Balayla? Maybe you're not Zara, you didn't go out Balayla, because why? There's no Zrizus Balayla. Not because of Yatze Yechidi Balayla, that was Tosas Kasha. We're going to come up with another Teretz now. It's the first Mahalach. I want you to see the Rif. What was the difference between the Girsa of the Rif and our Gemara? Did you notice? On the side of my page, there's the Girsa of the Rif. Guys, look inside the Gemara. Look inside the Gemara here in Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? What was the Kasha Gemara of the Nivdok B'Sheis? Do it on what? Sixth hour. What's the Gemara's possible answer? The Chitei Mezuzin Makdim in the Mitzvahs. That's an answer, yes? Yeah?
That's an answer why we do it at night. We do it at night, B'dikas Chametz. Gemara's asking here, do it in the sixth hour. What's Gemara's answer? Do it. There's reason we do it at night. So Gemara says what? Nivduk misafra. And the Gemara proves that what? That Zrizin is only by the morning. When the Gemara brought up the topic of Zrizin, according to our Girsa, Seth, what is the marker for Zrizin? What do you say? Again, Nachamo. No, the marker is a Sfara. There is no Pasuk. The Gemara says, Nivduk Bashis, check in the sixth hour. Then the Gemara says, no, you want to give me an answer, Zrizin Makdim, and that's why we do it at night? How do you know the concept of Zrizin Makdim? How do you know it exists? Svore! Svore! So Girsha Shalanu, Zrizin is a Svara. Now what's the Pasuk quoted for, Seth? What's the Pasuk quoted for? The Zman, excellent. Excellent, Jonathan. The Pasuk is telling me that it's only rock Baboker, when you do it. This is the way our Girsa is. If you look in the Rif's Girsa is an ingenious pshat of the Marsha, the Or Chodesh is Masber. The Rif's Girsa is the opposite. If you look in the Rif, I have it on my side. It says, V'chitim is Rizim Akdim L'mitzis, Kirichsiv, B'yom Hashmini, Yimol, Malamich Kol Yom Koshel, L'mila El, Rizim Akdim L'mitzis, Shnemri Ashkemar Baboker. Goes right into the Pasuk. According to the Rif's Girsa, Girsa shall Rif, the Musag, Musag means what? Concept of Zrizin is from a Pasuk. And what's the Svara, Seth? The Kasha asks at the end. The Nivdok Misafra is from what? A Svara. The Kasha that we should do it in the morning, Nivdok Misafra, that's a Svara. Misafra, that's a svara. Okay? Nivduk misafra, that's a svara. Right? That's a svara, misafra. So you see, according to the Rif, the pusik is a musag, and the svara is to do it what? The svara is to do it baboker. It's a svara. You understand what I'm saying here? Again, according to our Girsa, the concept of this reason, Noah, comes from what? A svara. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk that it's mustaber do it in the morning. There's reasons enough to do it in the morning. According to the Girsa of the Rif, the pasuk tells you the musag, and the svara tells me do it in the morning. Clear? Eitan? Comes the Marsha and says, you know what? You know when I'm marviach with the Girsa of the Rif? I can answer Tosas Kasha. That's what the Marsha says, the Or Chodesh is Masber. Because what was Tosas Kasha? Nisim, how can V'yashkim Avram Boker tell you two things? That there's no Zrizis Belilah, and also you don't go out at night alone. What do you mean? I didn't go out at night because there's no Zrizis. How does that prove you can't go out by yourself? Mimonavshach, right? You know what the answer is? The answer is, according to the Rif, the concept of Zrizin is a general what? The concept of Zrizin is a pasuk. It tells you nothing about what time or not. The Shakla Vitaria, what time you should do it, that's a Svara. So the Kasha doesn't start. The whole Kasha tells us, what is the Pasuk going on? Is it going on at Yetzi Chiyah B'Laila, or don't do it at night? The Pasuk wasn't telling you about when to do it. The Pasuk told you the concept. The Svara is what tell you when to do it. So according to the Rif, the Kasha tells us doesn't begin, Ellie. It's a shtickle. That's what the Marsha says in that one line. Avi, you follow me? You got me? Again, what was Tosas Kasha? The Pusik can't be used for either one or the other. Yitzi, the Pusik's not being used for don't do Zrizis Belilah. The Pusik's being used just for the concept. The Musag. Not when. The Svar is the thing that's telling you when to do it. That's not a Pusik. So the Kasha Tosas doesn't start.
And what does the Pusik teach you? Al Yitzi Yichidi Belilah also, though, right?
Yeah, that's all it teaches you. That's not a problem. There's a concept of Zrizis, concept, and there's a concept of Yetzi Yichidi B'Laila. But the concept of Zrizis didn't attempt to tell you when time this reason was should be done. You only get in the hot water when it tells you what time. The way our gear says, then you get in the hot water, because the Pasuk told me to do it only in the morning, not at night. Not at night, and you're also willing out to be cloud. That's a stira. It's a monofshach. It's an ingenious shot. Ellie, you got me? This is the first mahalach. Okay? The Or Chodesh is Masber. I would have missed it completely. Who cares whether you call the Pasuk? Not the Pasuk. Order. What do you mean, who cares? I shouldn't get the words out of my mouth.
tremendous chiddush here. This is a chiddush niflu. The whole kasha taisus. This is a different teretz. Nitziv had one teretz to taisus kasha. Today we're giving another. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Mm-hmm. Yes, Evan.
So according to the Rif, the general mitzvah is usually given because it's from the pasuk, and we know that you should start early in the morning from a svar.
That's a svar.
What's a svar?
Svar is, Lomai, so you do it what? You do it as early as you can.
Not at night.
As Josh said, Josh asked me in Seder, you see from this, that's Zrizin Makdim L'mitzvahs. Bedikas Chametz is very unique, because it spans what? Starting the night before and goes into the day. Usually mitzvahs don't do that. Either it's a mitzvah that's daytime, or only nighttime. If it's daytime, Evan, do it early in the morning. If it's nighttime, do it in the beginning of the night. But you don't have a mitzvah. Our Gemara is saying al pisvara, that if you have a mitzvah that spans from the beginning of the night to the morning, right till noon, let's say, there's no concept of reason. And according to the Rif, that's a svara. Mm-hmm. According to our gear, so mice, la mice, that's a pasuk. Okay, Josh elucidated that quite well in Seder. Okay, it's a very good kasha as well. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Number two. Let's get right to it. Wanted to just say over one hosafa from Daf Neshoyim. There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Beis that states as follows. Why is it, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, why is it that we say Halal at Shacharis and not Musaf? What's the answer? Why do we say Halal at Shacharis? Before that, Shai, Halal Shacharis, the Gemara says, Zrizin. Why don't you say it at Musaf? Rov Am Hadras Melech. What wins? Black on white in the Gemara. Rov Am Hadras Melech. You know that's a pusk initially. The more people, the better. There's more people at Musaf. What wins? Zrizin is the king. Zrizin wins. The Pharish of Gemara. So the Gemara says what Shai said. So why do we blow the shofar at Musaf? Guys, cop this, Jonathan. Then the Gemara asks, why don't we say shofar at Musaf? Blow shofar at Musaf? Zrizin Makdim, you should blow it by Shacharis. What's the Gemara's answer? Gzeris Shmad. Because if we blow the shofar early, non-Jews would think we're attacking them by blowing the shofar. So therefore, if it wasn't for that reasoning though, theoretically, when would we blow the shofar? Shacharis. Why is Zrizin the king? Why does Zrizin win? Zrizin beat out what? Hitter mitzvah yesterday. It beans out Rov Am Hadras Melech. Rov Am Hadras Melech is a type of hitter mitzvah. Why is Zrizin the king? Based on what we said yesterday. Because Zrizin is a din in what? It's not just a din chitzoni we tried to prove yesterday. What is it? It's part of the integral part of the mitzvah. It qualitatively makes the mitzvah so much better. Unlike all these other dinim, which are beautiful, but they're dinim chitzoinim. Zrizin makdinim, it becomes a din that becomes part of the actual essence of the mitzvah. The fabric of the mitzvah qualitatively becomes a different mitzvah. This is what the Avnei Shoham writes. I want you to get it down. That's why I say Zrizin makdinim is the king. Because Zrizin makdinim is the king because it's a din. It's a din what? It's a din in the eiches. It's not a din chitzoini. It's a din that's mamash chelik of the what? The mitzvah. Qualitatively, the mitzvah becomes much more enhanced. This is the halacha we want to be mechadish. Okay, that's second mahalach. But we're assuming that Zrizin Makdim, Hiddur Mitzvah, we're assuming is a din chitzayim. This is what we're assuming. Zrizin Makdim is a din in that. We're saying, Dear Raisa from Rashi and Chagiga, what daf yesterday? What daf do we say that is Rashi holds Zrizin Makdim is Dear Raisa? First I said Chesem Beis made a mistake, it was Zayinim Beis. Okay. Third Mahalach, guys. Let's go. Third Mahalach. There is a halacha of Mixas Yom Kikulo, we learned. Correct? Yes? I want to say over a Chiddush of the Rav. Tzatzal. Legabi Mixas Yom Kikulo. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer, the great Goyin, in Nazar Dafei, Frekta Kasha, why don't you observe 2 seconds of Shabbos? Mixas Yom Kikulo. Done. Nixas Yom Kikulo asks Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer Gilyon Yashas and Nozak Dafei. Observe 2 minutes of Shabbos. Done. Nixas Yom Kikulo. That's the kasha of Yosef Engel. So the Rav Datzal said the following. Rav Schechter writes this in the Sefer. I heard this from him. Shlita said, beautiful pshat that the Rav said. Said over Rav Schechter, Shlita. Nixas Yom Kikulo is only said when you superimpose something on the calendar. Shabbos is inherently part of the calendar. Only when you impose something on the calendar, like God forbid Shiva, like Shloshim. You don't know when a person will observe Shiva and Shloshim. When it happens, you impose that on the calendar. When you impose something on the calendar, then you say Mixi Yom Kikulo. But since Shabbos inherently is part of the fabric of the calendar, you don't say Mixi Yom Kikulo. You only say it when you're imposing something on the calendar. That's the Kiddush of the Rav Zatzal. Okay? The Rav Zatzal said this Kiddush. Nixas Yom Kikulo. No, when you're imposing something on the calendar, correct. Like Shiva, like things of what Taras Mishpacha, let's say, we don't have it, Bizman Hazeh, of a Zava Gedoyla. Nixas Yom Kikulo, Rak, Kashir, Samim, Ala Luach. Where we place it on the calendar. Okay? But if it's part of the actual calendar, it's ridiculous to say Mixas Yom Kikulo. And Shabbos is part of the calendar. Therefore, you cannot say Mixas Yom Kikulo. That answers Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha. Okay? You got what I'm saying? No? That's the pshat. That's the kiddush. Yes, go ahead.
So what about Yontif that we put on the calendar?
But we created it, but it becomes part of the calendar like Aaron's saying. Correct.
What about
okay?
Like,
it's a good point. But Lamais, it becomes part of the calendar because we said it. Yes, Seth?
What about like Tanis for rain?
We don't say Mixas Yom Kikulo. Where do we say Mixas Yom Kikulo? We ended because we got the rain. In the case by Hallel, that's not Mixas Yom Kikulo. It's a different din. Okay? It's a different din. Okay. This is the second Mahal. That's the third Mahal. Now, we go to the following. Okay? Now we go to the following. In the Gemara, someone refresh my memory. The Gemara had asked Akasha and said, we only do Zrizis till the morning. So David, why is it Taka we do it at night? Bidika. What was the Gemara's answer? You guys tell me. What's the Gemara's answer? Amar Abai, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchok. People are in the home. And number two, and also what's number two? The or Yafa Libidika. Let me ask you guys. Are those two independent reasons, or do they need each other? We write it on the board. Again, the Gemara is saying, bottom line, why do we do Bidika Belaila? What's one? B'nei Adam Mitzuyim. B'nei Adam Mitzuyim. What's the second teretz? Or Yafa Lebidika. So, the way that Yisra Bracha learns the Gemara, let's get this at it. The way that Yisra Bracha learns the Gemara is as follows. I understand with the second reasoning why you do it at night, but I don't understand why you do it beginning of the night. Why is it Ascholos Alayla? You know why it's Ascholos Alayla? Because that's when people are there. Then people start going to sleep as it gets later in the evening. People are not there. Lamaisa. People might go out, let's say, later. They have to do something. So Lamaisa says at the beginning of the night, people are eating dinner. They are home. So this is the way the Chassam Sofer says it. Lamaisa, an interesting Kiddush. The second reasoning is not enough to tell me Ascholos Laila. In fact, if you'd asked me, Netanel, I would have said what? More into the evening than yours is better, right?
Wise reason.
No, but I'm saying, or Yafa Lebedika in the beginning of the night is still a light out a little bit. So B'nei Adam Mitzuyim, B'nei Adam Mitzuyim is a reason as to why we do it Ascholos Belaila. So basically, one is needed, they can't stand on its own, according to Yisra Bracha. Yisra Bracha says both reasons cannot stand on their own. That's the way he learns up. And he quotes who? He quotes the Chassam Sofer, Lamais, who says like this as well. He quotes the Chassam Sofer as well. However, if you look in Rashi, I believe Rashi holds not that way. So let's write down the Chassam Sofer. Sam Sofer learns, as you said in the Tanel, this is the first reasoning, number two, but it needs number one. It's going to be Mazba Scholos Alayla. You got me, David? You look in Rashi, what did Rashi ask on the first long line? Vor Yafa Libedika. Go ahead, David, read the Rashi. Vor Anir Yafa Libedika. Go ahead. Shemitzvaso? What's Rashi ask? What's the big deal? Do the bedik in the morning. What's his answer? We learn from a Jerz Akasa from Sfanya. Chipus is from a pasuk in Sfanya. That you must do it what? You must do it with a candle. Let me ask you a question. From the fact that Rashi asked the Kasha, what does that seem to imply? That is an independent reason or not? Yes, that it is an independent reason. It seems from Rashi that it's an independent reason. Because what's Rashi's Kasha, David? What was Rashi's Kasha?
Checking the day.
Do the checking in the day. How can you check in the day? People go to work. So obviously he's viewing the two reasons as what? As independent, and he's asking on the second reasoning. So Lefi Rashi, so according to the Tzam Sofer, Ein Ta'amim Bifnei Atzma. They are not independent reasons. Lefi Rashi, we want to suggest, they are Ta'amim Bifnei Atzma. Lefi Rashi, they are Ta'amim Bifnei Atzma. So we're learning, we're pointing out, presenting, there are two ways to learn this Gemara. Okay? Now, this leads us to the following. David, what did the Gemara say now? In the next line? Tell me outside. Amar Abaye, Hilkach. What is Hilkach? It's a very telling word. What is the word there for? It's a connector, like we did in the Haggadah about Lefikach. Same word. What was the therefore? Therefore, you cannot start a Seder. Yes? Because you might forget and might forget to what? Do Bedikas Chametz. Let me ask you, what is the Hilkach? Shloimi, what is the Hilkach? What is the therefore? What is the therefore here in the Gemara? What is the pshat of the therefore? I gave you here the Ran and the Ritva, so I want you to get this. If it was based on Zrizis, then what would I say? Then no big deal. Start your Seder. Okay, so you won't get Zrizis in. You'll end up doing the Bedik in the day. Nishka Ferlich. So you won't get Zrizis. But since the Maskana of the Gemara is you do Bedik Belayla, not because of Zrizis, but because of what? Because of these two reasons, then you better believe. You better believe that you should not what? It's a mitzvah, and the etzah mitzvah Bedika, therefore a Tamachachav should not start his learning. Because it's a special din that you should not do Bedika Beyom. Why? Because of number one, people aren't there. Number two, you need Oryafla Bedika. So this is the pshat, the Ritva says, in the what? In the Hilkach. Please get the Hilkach. The Hilkach is, Abai says, now that you've showed to me, Moshe, that the mitzvah of doing Bedika at night is not because of Zrizis, but it's because of two new reasons, then I understand why you shouldn't start a Seder. Because it was because of Zrizis, no problem, start your Seder. Do the Bedik in the morning. But the Gemara here proves that Nisim Bedik in the morning is bad. Therefore, even a Tamachacha cannot start Seder. Now, the Ran here quotes something very beautifully. The Ran here quotes, that's the Ritva. That's correct. That's the Ritva. And the Ran also basically says the same thing. The Ran says also you're going to get too involved. Lamais, you might end up forgetting. Lamais, you end up doing Bedik B'Yom, and that's a big, big problem because Bedik B'Yom is not good. But in the reading that I wanted you to see, the Ron quoted a sheet. Can you do Bedik on Yud Gimel? Did you guys see that, Ron? What did Ron say? There's a mandomer that says you could do it in Yud Gimel, and he thought it was wrong. He says it's lace, it's wrong. Correct. So I want you to get that down. The Balamor is of the opinion you could do it on what? Yud Gimel. Amazing. And the Ron says it's wrong. E.F. Charles Hakdim. You cannot do it too early. E.F. Charles Hakdim. Okay? So that's in the 2-1. That's in that discussion of the Ron that I want you to see. And the Ron learns that's the Pshat of the Lefika, like the what? Like the Ron. Like the Ritva. Mamish like the Ritva. And that's what the Pnei Yoshua says. Says Pshat like this. That's the Pshat. The Gemara is the Hilkach David is a beautiful Hilkach. If it's because of Zerizis, you could start a Seder. It's not because of Zerizis anymore.
You can't do Bedikah B'yom because of these two reasons, so you better not set a Seder. You get too involved. Now the Me'iri points out a Chiddush. B'shem Yesh Meforshim. I want you to get it. He rejects it, but let's get it. He says the Isser of starting learning is only the beginning of a Masechta. Because Kol Aschalos, Koshos. Right? And therefore the Shash you get too involved. The Me'iri says it's ridiculous then. He says every learning you get involved in it. Every you. We know, right? Leon Hart, we try to get more involved. So something like this. It could be Daf Beis or Daf Ches, right? Or Daf Chavov. So the Me'iri rejects that Shita. But I want you to get the Yesh. What is the Yesh Meforshim? Yeah, Me'iri. Yesh Meforshim says only limited. Yesh Meforshim rock le psikas amasek, which is a big Chiddush, and he rejects it. Okay? Because it'll be more alluring. You get more involved. Okay, he says anytime you get involved. But that's the mice of the pshat of what? The pshat of the lefikach. That's the chiddush here we want to bring out. Okay? It's interesting. Did you notice in the Ron? Did you notice in the Ron? He says, Mash, nivduk misafna mashmalei misvora. Did you guys see that word? Mashmalei misvora sagalei zuzis bachi. What does svora mean? Which sheet is he going like? Who's the Ron comment on? The Riv. Beautiful. It fits exactly the way we wrote it down. Nivduk misafra was a svore. Ron says it befeirish. Svore. Nivduk misafra, he says it's a svore. So the Ron comes out to be a very, very beautiful one. Very beautiful pshat. Okay. Now this leads us to the following, that we have to get the following mahalach. Okay. If you look in the tour, the tour I gave you in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, Or Chaim, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you start learning before the Zman of Bedikah, which we learn, what's the proper Zman of Bedikah? Tzeis HaKochavim. Tzeis HaKochavim, right? Remember we learned that? Tzeis HaKochavim, you don't do a perfunctory act of Bedikah. Start Tzeis HaKochavim. What have you had a Seder before, David? What does the Rabbeinu Yonah say? What's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah? No problem. You don't have to be mafsik. Eino tzarek lahafsik. Let's get that down. Eino.
Didn't the Marshal say that, or the Rambam one of them said that?
Could be. I don't recall that. He said if you started to say the tzarek lahafsik, I don't recall. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, which I wanted you to see, eino tzarek lahafsik. What does the tour say? You saw the tour. The tour arguing says mafsik. How does it trickle down the Shulchan Aruch? What does the Mechaber say? Chaver holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. Eino tzarek lahafsik. What did Ramah say? Ramah said like Rehu Latour, tzarich lahafsik. Yes, Seder. Talk about the Seder. A Seder. Seder of learning. What's a machloikis? How do you be mazbe with this machloikis? Let's get it down. The Beis Yosef says, one pshat that we're going to say, Rabbeinu Yonah's been back from Lashon the Gemara. What's the Lashon the Gemara, David? Lo liftach. What does lo liftach mean? Don't begin. But if you began already, do you have to stop? No. So let's write the Lashon lo liftach. Okay? Lo liftach. That was his deal. What does the Torah say to that? I don't care whether you start or you're in the middle. The fact is you're going to be mitrad. What does mitrad mean? You're going to get busy with the learning. You will end up not doing Bedikas Chometz. This is what the Beis Yosef says, pshat. However, what is the response to what is the response to that? What do you think Rabbeinu Yonah's response to that is? It's only Issur D'Rabbanan, Lo Echmiru Kulei Hai. I'm going to write that down. Issur D'Rabbanan, Lo Echmiru Kulei Hai. They weren't so machmir, Kulei Hai. What's Kulei Hai mean? So much. They weren't machmer so much. Rock laschil. They were machmer. That's it. Okay? That's the svara of the machaber in the Rabbeinu Be'ayit Vitrin. He says, okay. But since the whole thing is the Rabbanan, since the whole thing is when they only asked you to start a Seder. But if you started the Seder already, you don't have to stop. Okay? This is one mahalach that we have of the Beis Yosef. But now we're going to embark upon a different mahalach. To be mazbe this machlekes machaber Ramah. And this mahalach is said by the Dvar Shmuel. Okay? Amazing chiddush, guys. Let's go. Let's begin. There is a Gemara I wanted you to see in Arvei Pesachim. Actually, I gave you the Gemara in Daf Kuf, but the word B'nei Chabura didn't appear there. If you noticed, it appears at Kuf Beis, but I really wanted you to see Daf Kuf. So we saw the right Gemara. Let's turn to Daf Kuf. Go ahead. Let's turn to Daf Kuf. The Gemara has a story. Go ahead, David. Okay. Desanya, right above the Rashbam, right in the middle of the Yomid, Kuf Amud Aleph. Guys, look inside Arvei Pesachim. You don't have, look on. Go ahead, Desanya. A little bit louder, David. Go ahead. Oh, if you're eating a meal on Friday afternoon going into Shabbos, you better stop your meal right then and there and say Kiddush. Ain mafsik. Rabbi Yossi says, finish your meal, bench. Use one cup for benching, another cup for Kiddush. I ain't Kiddush, welcome suited. What's it, Terrence? You had a suda. It can go. That can count. Even though the kid is Zedrus, it can count. Gives you enough of a context. Enough of a context. Ain't mafsikin. Go ahead. You want to use two kosos? Ain't osin. Mitzvahs, we learned. Ain't osin mitzvahs. Chavilas, chavilas. Right? Go ahead. Umaisa. They were in Akko. Mesubin Bako. You guys ever been in Akko? Yes? I have too. A friend of mine built a Beis Medrash there. Hezder Yeshiva. Built the whole Beis Medrash. Mamish, he gave a donation, the whole Beis Medrash. Beautiful. They built a whole new Hezder Yeshiva there. Akko, go ahead. What's Kiddush Olam Hayom? Shabbos begins, Friday night. Go ahead. Amalei. Reb Shimon Gamliel, sister Reb Yossi. Berevi, Berevi, you're the Gadol HaDor. Revi was a comment like you're the Gadol HaDor. Go ahead. Should we stop? Maybe we should be Chodesh L'Divrei Reb Yehuda. Chavareinu. Our colleague, go ahead. What do you mean? Every day in the Beis Medrash, you hold like me against Reb Yehuda. Now you're in front of me? You want to hold against me? Stach HaChutzpah. Go ahead. Yeah, now you're Mechavei Divrei Reb Yehuda in front of me? Go ahead. Yeah, it's like what Esther, it's like what who said? Achashverosh said to Haman. You're taking Esther in my own house? Go ahead. He says, we better not stop. Shema. Because maybe the Talmidim will see in the go halacha lemaisa like who Reb Yehuda Ladoris. Go ahead. They didn't leave there until they were posik halacha like who? Like Reb Yossi, and they were not mafsikin. It's interesting. He didn't say because he was in front of him. He said he didn't want to give a mistaken impression Ladoris. Okay. Whatever the case might be, what do you see from this? Ain mafsikin. The Gemara actually says in Amud Beis, what do we do? We do a third opinion. We're porous mapa makadish. You know, we spread out a tablecloth, but let's focus on the sheet to Ain mafsikin. Okay, let's focus on it. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron, real quick.
I have a question.
Okay, maybe a little later. Let's get this mahal. So what's the Ein Mafsikin? So the halacha is Ein Mafsikin. The halacha according to Reb Yossi is Ein Mafsikin. Okay? What's the question? Go real quick, Aaron. Go ahead.
We said a few times this year from the Memphis loser.
Yeah.
When you have a din zera, when they're abundant and on, like a chumar or a din,
right,
you could even implode a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to say that bedika is a dera abundant to make sure you're
okay, we'll get to it.
But shouldn't we say that it's really not?
We're going to get to it. Maybe it's not dera abundant. We'll get to it. Good point. Let's get to it. Okay, we'll get to it. So we have the halacha of Reb Yossi. We have the halacha of Reb Yossi. Ein mafsikin. You cannot stop. You cannot stop. You got to continue your meal. Ein mafsikin. Okay. Let me ask you though. We see from this Gemara, even though Kiddush Hayom is the Araisa. Let's get it down. This is what Aaron was hinting at. What do you see from this Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kuf? What does the Ran say here? The Feirush Adin, even before we get to the Ran. You see, even for a mitzvah of the Araisa, Kiddush Friday night, everyone agrees to the Araisa. We discussed that. Okay? We discussed that on the Sundays. Kiddush Hayom, if you said Kiddush Shabbos launches the Rabbanon. But Kiddush Friday night is Pashup Shat the Yeraisa. Okay, Pashup Shat.
based on a little bit of what we said. I daven Ma'ariv, but the Rabbanan said you got to do Alakos. So it becomes the Raisa. You're not Yotze with what? Ma'ariv. Especially according to Michas Chinuch, why not? Because Friday night Ma'ariv, you don't mention what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. You only mention Ma'isa Bracious. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim to be Yotze. Remember? That was one of the answers. Another answer, the Rabbanan said you got to do it on the cup. You're not doing it on the cup by Ma'ariv. So Mela, you're not Yotze anything. You're only Yotze Shmon Esra. Oh. You see from this Gemara Pesachim that for a din d'oraisa, lo mafsikin. That's a big chiddush. Once you get that down, I'm going to write li din d'oraisa to a din d'oraisa ain't mafsikin. Kiddush, stop your meal and say kiddush. Bench right then and there and say kiddush. Why don't you chayat? You see from this Gemara for a d'oraisa, you're not mechuyv to mafsik. Okay. The Gemara in Sukkah. That's a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf. If you open up the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lameches, the Gemara states, if you're eating lunch on the first day of Sukkot and you haven't shaken the lulav because you didn't have one, and a lulav is brought to you, you have to stop the meal right away and shake the lulav. Right away. Why? Because lulav is what? Lulav's the Araisa. Lulav is the Araisa on the first day. Lulav is the Araisa. And it says, Mafsikin. However, for davening, the Gemara says, for tefillah, which is the Rabbanan, you don't have to stop your meal. Lo, Mafsikin. Let's say you remember you haven't davened mincha, and you're eating the meal, Lo, Mafsikin. Oh, Aaron asks, please get down in your notes, the Kesef Mishnah says, but the Ram holds davening once a day is D'oraisa. There's a Gemara in Shas, black on white, that says tefillah is the Rabbanan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, we're talking about Mincha. You davened already, Shachris. You Yotze D'oraisa. Okay, that's a different thing. The Rambam says that's a Mishnah D'oraisa. So far down. I understand. But the Kesef Mishnah says the Gemara is talking about Mincha. You've davened already. Okay? Oh. So Toysis and Sukkah. Let's get this. Toysis and Sukkah, Daflam and Ches, Amar Alf, Dimrasko Mai, says, Davka Kiddush Hayom. Sheyuchol LeKaddish Toysin Sukkah LaMechesam and Avdir Maskomai writes, Davka Kiddush Hayom, that you can Mekaddish Biyom Kibbalayla, we're not koshish for Peshiyusa. Meaning, Tosos writes, why is it? Toysin Sukkah, commenting on the Gemara Pesachim. Go back here. Toysin Sukkah says, why is it that the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Kuf says, L'din D'oraisa lo mafsikin? Why? First answer of Tosos is, you know what? I'll tell you, Tosos says. What's the first answer of Tosos? I'm not worried about negligence. Because even if you miss Kiddush Friday night, what are you going to end up doing, Moshe? You're going to have lunch tomorrow, Shabbos morning. You're going to say Kiddush. So, Leka Pishiyusa. There's nothing to be worried about, he says. Leika Pishiyusa, there's no negligence, because why? You're going to end up saying Kiddush, Yachol LeKadesh, Yachol LeKadesh, Machar Baboker. Okay?
And that becomes D'oraisa.
Let's go slow, okay? Yachol LeKadesh, Machar Baboker. Okay? Yachol LeKadesh, Machar Baboker. So therefore, he is not worried about it, Leika Pishiyusa, because you're going to say Kiddush, no one's going to forget about Kiddush in the morning, okay, you might forget Friday night because you're continuing your meal, but there's no way you're going to forget. Then Tyson Sukkah gives a second shot, Tyson says. Second shot that Tosa says is as follows. The second shot is that since you're Osik Pesuda Shabbos, we're not Choshish, you're going to be what? You're going to be a lazy Yisatzel, but Kiddush Hayom. You're definitely going to remember to say Kiddush. Lo chashinim sheyishkach, because you're eating a meal on Shabbos, now it's going into Shabbos. Lo chashinim sheyishkach, that you're going to forget. Be yitatzel and be lazy. Legabe kiddush b'layla. This is the second terence, like Tosis says, you don't have to be mafsik. So let's again summarize. Tosin Sukkah comments on the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kuf. Why is it that for a din d'oraisa you don't have to be mafsik? Two reasons. Because I'm not worried about negligence, because you'll end up saying Kiddush tomorrow anyway in the morning. Tosis gives a second terrence, that I'm not afraid that you're going to forget because you're osik in a Shabbos meal. We bet your bottom dollar you're going to end up saying Kiddush. Okay. The box states, I want you to get this, the box states a raya for the shita of what? For the shita, halach lamaisa, you don't have to be basic. For the mechaber. What's the box raya? What's the box raya for the mechaber? Bach, mitzatet, raya, u'mechaber. What's the box raya for the mechaber? From the Gemara M'sachim. Gemara M'sachim, ein mafsikin. Yes? What are we comparing according to the Bach? What are we comparing according to the Bach? Comparing Hilchos Kiddush to what? To Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. Clear? Ellie? The Mechaber says a mafsik by Bedikas Chametz when you start your Seder. We're equating learning and eating a meal the same thing. The Bach brings a ride of the Mechaber from Hilchos Kiddush to Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. Okay? Now the Bach is going like whose opinion? The Bach is going like the first Teretz of Tosfos according to the Ran. Because the Ran writes, I want you to get this. The Ran writes, listen to this, guys. What happens if a guy doesn't say Kiddush Friday night? What do we say Kiddush Friday night is? He writes, Kiddush lunch is definitely the Rabbanan. That's if you said Kiddush Friday night. Let me ask you, what happens if you forgot Kiddush Friday night? What does Kiddush in the morning become? The Raisa, according to the Ran.
What about if you say that the
reason... One second, Aaron. Ron says the Raisa. The Ron says it's the Raisa. Just write that case down. If you forgot, all right. Shachach, Bilel, Shabbos. Kiddush becomes the Raisa Shabbos morning. If that's the case, that's the first Teretz of Tosfos. I'm not afraid of negligence because tomorrow I'm going to say Kiddush anyway, and the Kiddush anyway tomorrow morning is the Raisa. So it makes up for the Friday night Kiddush, which is also the Raisa. It makes up for the Kiddush. So Mamela, the Bach is going like the what? Like the first day of Tosos. What are we going to do with the Ramah? The Ramah said that you have to stop at your Seder, but doesn't the Gemara say I'm talking for a Dindi Raisa, you don't have to be Masik for Kiddush? And why is this a Dindi Raisa? Why is this a Dindi Raisa? Why is Bidikas Chametz Dindi Raisa? If you don't do Bittul, it becomes what? Dindi Raisa. Even though we wrote on the board, according to the Beis Yosef, that it was what? That it was the Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan lo achmiru kol lehai. Okay. And this is the Rabbanan. Actually, he said, what was the Lashon? Achiv the Rabbanan. I shouldn't say this is the Rabbanan. Achiv the Rabbanan. The Dikas Chametz is achiv the Rabbanan. Achiv the Rabbanan lo achmiru kol lehai. But okay, if you don't do Bittul, we're saying this different approach. The Bach is going with the approach that Bidikin Etzim is the Raisa. Bedikin etzim is diraisa. Be'etzim it is diraisa if you don't do bittul. So it becomes me diraisa. So therefore the Bach says I have a beautiful ride from Kiddush. Just like by Kiddush, we're not mafsik. And the reason why you're not mafsik because why you can do Kiddush tomorrow, that's only assuming that Kiddush tomorrow is diraisa. And whose sheet is like that? Not just the Ram, but also the Minchaschina quotes a what? Raivin. That also holds. It's a din diraisa. But I ask you guys, what do we do? What do you do according to the sheet of who? The Ramah. How is the Ramah who said you have to stop your Seder? How does he reject the case of Kiddush? So what would you say? How would he reject the case of Kiddush? What do you think the pshat is?
You could say simply that he holds that pshat. The reason Kiddush is the Raisa is because you just mentioned the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. There's no Yitzhak Mitzrayim but the Kiddush of the day.
Yeah, but Lamaisa, so therefore you could say number one. Before your point, maybe the Ramah holds like the second day of Tosos. What's the second day of Tosos say? You have no raya. You have no raya from the case of Kiddush. Why don't you have a raya from the case of Kiddush, Ellie? Because why? We're not close. You're going to forget and be lazy about Kiddush Balada because you're eating the meal of Shabbos. Since you're eating the meal of Shabbos, Mela, you have no raya. From here, that it what? That is a derisa lo mafsikin. By Bedikas Chametz, what are you doing? You're learning. So you're going to what? You're going to forget. So you can easily reject the Bach raya if you learn like the second day of Tosfos. That's number one. Number two, it is possible to suggest that I think this is what you're driving at, Aaron, that maybe what? Maybe Kiddush in the morning, no matter what, even if you forgot at night, is only what? is only the Rabbanan. It's always the Rabbanan. And if that's the case, then what? Then you have no Rai at all either. Why do you have no Rai at all? Because what do you see from the case of Kiddush? So the situation is the reason why Lo Mafsikin, in other words, it could very well be Lamaisa that we're assuming the first theory of Tosus is because tomorrow it's going to be what? It's going to be the same. So I'm not worried about it. But if tomorrow it's not going to be the same, it's going to be the Rabbanan, then what? Then I should be really worried about it. You follow what I'm saying? So that doesn't reject anything, but I'm just saying it's very possible when it says Zochreyu Alayayin, the Gemara says Beknisasso. The only time Kiddush Hayom is what? Is the Arise is the beginning of Shabbos. So it could very well be Lamaisa, that might be the Kiddush. Masha'en can be Yom, it's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, it's only the Rabbanan. So it could very well be that you could say that the Kiddush is, the Kiddush Hayom is the Rabbanan. So that might be the Svarah. Kiddush Alayla, what the Birat Dvarim is, according to the Ran, Kiddush Alayla is the Raisa. Kiddush Hayom is Rak Min Rabbanan. So therefore, you might say, I'm very concerned, right? I'm very concerned, right? Lamaisa. He says, no Pshiusa. There's no Pshiusa because you can Mekadish what? You can Mekadish in the morning. But that makes only sense that if it's the Raisa. If it's the Rabbanan Lamaisa, according to the Ran, Kiddush Hayom, that's the Birat Dvarim. Lamas the Bira Dvarm is according to Rana Kiddush Alad is the Raisa. Kiddush Hayom is Rakman the Rabbanan, if you said that. So Zachreus Bikinis also Ayom. So that might be the Rai Lamaisa of Taisvis Lamaisa. That in situation Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be the Rabbanan. That's why Halach Lamaisa to Kiddush, despite the fact that it's the Raisa Lo Mafsikin. Despite the fact that it's the Raisa, we don't what? We don't stop. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm saying, Lamais, if tomorrow it's the Raisa, like that sheet of what? Of the Ravid, the sheet of the Ravid, then it's the Raisa. So, okay. But according to the Ran, Lamais, it's possible to say also that it's the Rabbanan, the stakes are higher, Lamais, and despite all that, the stakes are higher, Lamais, still he says, Eimav Sikin. So it would be a beautiful, what I want to bring out is the whole Raya here is according only the first Teretz of Tosin Sukkah. That's the Raya of the what? The Raya of the Bach is only according to the first day of Tosin Sukkah. According to the second day, it is no Raya at all. And that's why the Ramah would reject the Raya of the Bach. Because according to the second Teretz, it has nothing to do with what? Nothing to do with the concept of, you're not going to forget. So therefore, Nachashon, when you learn like it, you said, you're definitely going to forget. I'm just pointing out the discussion of whether it's the Arise of the Rabbanah is really a side discussion, if you forgot. That's the Svarah Lamaisa of the first day of Tosos. Because Lamaisa, Kiddush Alad is the Arise, Kiddush Yom is the Rabbanah. So therefore, that's the Svarah. That's the Svarah Lamaisa, and that's the Kiddush, okay? That's the Kiddush. So Lamaisa, you could have said from Tosus, yet you can't say that. Because he says, Tosus says, you say Kiddush, but y'all like Belial. Tosus obviously held it was what? It was the Raisa, that they're on the same level. Seth, you follow me? The Kiddush that you're doing in the morning definitely was the Raisa. That's the Tosus. I'm just saying you could reject and say the reason why Lamaisa. You could just say simply that it's the Rabbanan. That's the Svarah that we're bringing out, Lamaisa, according to Taisus. We're not Chayshah of Pshiyusa. Why am I not Chayshah of Pshiyusa? Because I can say it what? I can be Mekadosh B'yom. I can Mekadosh B'yom. Kiddush Laila is the Arisa. Kiddush Yom is the Rabbanan. Right? Kiddush Yom is the Rabbanan. So that's Lamaisa what we want to bring out here. That's the Kiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? You can reject the Rai. Yes, go ahead, Aaron.
Why can't you say that because the Torah was so Mirabot Torah to give us the Lavor Bayiran, but the Lavna Bayiran Bayimatse, and the Asay of Tashbisu, that also a person would, we're not worried that he would forget to do Bidika. Why can't we say the same thing? Meaning, we're saying here, we're not choshish that a person will forget to make Kiddush. So say the same thing, that because there's such an inherent Chumra by Pesach that we don't have the rest of the year with other Yisuri and Hana, the person also won't forget to do Bidika to make sure he's not over on these Lavin.
Yeah, but once you get involved in the learning, yeah, that totally what digresses you. Once you get involved and learn, that totally digresses you. So that's the Kiddush. So I want to summarize this now. Okay, let's summarize this now. Okay? We had a machloikis nochamo. We had a machloikis between the Tur and Rabbeinu Yonah. Do you have to stop your Seder or not? The Tur says, Rabbeinu Yonah says you do not. The Tur says you do. We had a machloikis mechaber mohar paskin. We had one Hesber in the Machlokas. What was the Hesber? The Beis Yosef. What was the Beis Yosef's Hesber? That what? No, what's the Hezbei Sosa's Hezber? It says, lo liftach. But if you start, you don't have to be maksik. What's the svar of the tour? You're going to get busy. So it should be usher no matter what. Whether you start or you didn't start. Whether you started or whether you have to stop in the middle. What do we say that according? What do the Mechaber respond to that? Since there's only a chiyuv derabanan, they weren't machmer. They weren't machmer just not to start. But if you started, no problem, right? That was one big mahalach. That was whose mahalach? The Beis Yosef. Then we started another mahalach. What's the other mahalach? The Dvar Shmuel's mahalach from a Gemara in Sochem and Afkuf that says beferish what? That you don't have to be masik for kiddush, which is the Araisa. Beferish. You don't have to be masik for kiddush. Luluv. You don't have to be mafsikin. Lulav, you do. Mafsikin. Lulav, you do. Mafsikin. Tefillah, the Rabbanan, lo mafsikin. But you see, slam dunk at what? What's the difference between Kiddush and Lulav? Why by Kiddush, Nisim? Do you not have to stop? Din D'Oraisa, Kiddush. Why for Lulav, you have to stop, and for Kiddush, you don't? Two answers of Tulsus. What are the two answers? I'm not worried about negligence. Why? Because I'll say Kiddush anyway tomorrow. What's the second Terrence? I'm never afraid a guy's going to say, forget Kiddush, because he's already also getting the meal. The Bach brought a raya from where? The Bach brought a raya to the Mechaber, you don't have to stop your Seder. From where did he bring the raya? From Hilchos what? Hilchos Kiddush, the B'dikas Chametz. He's learning that the first day in Tosos. First day in Tosos says that what? That there's no problem, because what? Because it's D'Oraisa, L'Oraisa, I'm not worried about Pshiusa. Because I'm going to what? Nekadosh and Mechar. So I'm not worried about it. So he made a beautiful equation. And we said, in fact, tomorrow might be the Raisa, at least according to the Ravid. Other shittas might say it's the Rabbana, because it's always what? It's always the Raisa only Friday night. Never is the Raisa in the daytime. That's a machlokes we're going to get to, just to be mazik quickly. So the Rai is very beautiful. He equates B'dikas Chametz with the concept of Kiddush. I'm not worried about it at all. There's a Raisa case. I'm not worried about Pshia. I'm also not worried about B'dikas Chametz. What are you going to do tomorrow with B'dikas Chametz? You don't do B'dikas. You'll burn all the Chametz. Right? Pashup Shadis, you'll burn all the Chametz. So since you'll burn all the Chametz, Lamai said, that's what? That's the Chiddush. You'll burn all the Chametz. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Whereas according to the sect, how are you going to reject it according to the Ramah? What does the Ramah say? Sarich L'Lot? Lafsik. What do you do with Kiddush? The only reason why you're going to Kiddush, you don't have to, because I'm not afraid that he's going to not say Kiddush. He's eating the meal already. If he's eating the meal, he's not going to be lazy. Okay, now this Nakuda, as to whether Kiddush tomorrow is D'Oraisa, if you get Friday night, what do you think it depends upon? What were the two approaches we said in Hilchos Kiddush? What were the two approaches the way we said the nature of Kiddush was? Who recalls? What do we say the two approaches to Kiddush are? What does the Rambam say? You have to praise Hashem that He gave us Shabbos and differentiate Shabbos from what? The rest of the days of the week. That was the Rambam's approach. What was the Ramban's approach? It's like Beis Din being Mekadosh. Like Mekadosh the Chodesh. Like Meshameh Ani B'Shemitah. Like Bechor. Is a Mitzvah Mekadosh. What was the Nafkamina? Is Havdalah D'Oraisa. According to the Rambam it is. You have to differentiate on the back end too. According to the Ramban, Shabbos is over. I don't have to Mekadosh it. Maybe you could say I was thinking. It's not Mukhruch. But if you forgot Kiddush Friday night and you want to say Kiddush Shabbos morning, is it the Oraisa? What would you say? According to the Rambam, yes or no? What would you say? According to the Rambam, what would you say?
No.
I would say yes, because I didn't differentiate Friday night, so let me do it during the daytime. I want to differentiate Shabbos and everything else. Whereas according to the Ramban, what does the Ramban say? When is there a mitzvah Mekadosh? In the beginning of Shabbos. If you forgot it, it's too late. Just like he says, Avdalah, there's no mitzvah. So I want to just say, maybe, according to the Rambam, it would be a din what? Din D'Oraisa. And according to the Ramban, it would be a din D'Rabbanan. According to the Ramban, it would be a din D'Rabbanan. This issue, if you forgot Kiddush Friday night. Another nafkamin was, you're allowed to eat, remember? You're allowed to do te'ima before Kiddush and Shabbos morning lunch. If it's a real Kiddush like the Rambam held, you can't. Just like you can't eat before Kiddush Friday night. If you say you're just bikoveya suda al yayin, then we say, why should there be an isser? So I'm saying this shaila of if you forgot Kiddush Friday night, is Kiddush Shabbos one of the Oraisa? According to the Rambam, I think it is. Because the Rambam says you must differentiate between Shabbos and the rest of the week you can praise Hashem for it. So if you forgot for a night, do it Shabbos morning. If you're right, so. If you say according to Rabban that it's a mitzvah, an imperative to mekadesh the day, then that's only in the initiation of the day. But now you haven't done that. So this nekuda might be dependent on what? This nekuda might be dependent on how we learned up the nature of what? The nature of Kiddush. So here we see clearly the Ramah breaks the Bach, the Ramah will break the riot. B'dikas chametz, you're learning, you're going to digress. Here you're not going to digress in Choshesh by Kiddush. So you cannot bring a riot from Kiddush to B'dikas chametz. This is the Mahalik we want to suggest. Okay, now this leads us to the following. Okay? We've discussed the concept of Osik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. We've discussed the concept of Osik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. If you saw the tour, in that tour, there's a Chedushi HaGaos on the tour. And the Chedushi HaGaos on the tour is Masbir the following. He's Masbir, the Chedushi HaGaos on the tour. The Chedushi HaGaos is Masbir the Svar of the tour, that even if you start, you have to stop. Even if you start learning, you have to stop. That's what the tour says. Why? Because he says, normally, osik v'mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. Here, though, there's a concept called lafrushe mi'isura. Lafrushe mi'isura. What does lafrushe mi'isura mean? You have to stop a guy from doing an isra. He doesn't do bedikas chometz, you're stopping a guy from doing an isra. You're stopping a guy from doing an isra. Not doing bidikas chametz, you either be over by Rabbi Matzi or eat chametz, like Rashi, like Taisus. So therefore, he says, Chedushi HaGaos, that if you are learning, you must stop him from learning, because he'll be over an Isser. But if he wasn't being over an Isser, let him learn, because of what? Osik b'mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. Okay? Afrish Misura. Achein belize osik the mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Okay? That line is an absolute pella. Why is it an absolute pella? Because we don't say osik the mitzvah potter min a mitzvah by what? By Talmud Torah. That's a Gemara in Moikot and Daf Tesem and Aleph, and it's a Yushalmi that says Beferish also. The Meiri says in Moikot and Daf Tes, Iker Limud Torah Amanas Lasos. And the Yushalmi says the same thing. So this is a Peladika statement, guys. I want you to get it. Again, the ghost on the tour says, you know why you stopped the man? To separate him from an Isser. Kedushi HaGos. To stop him from an Isser. La frushim yisur. Belize. No problem. Let him keep learning. Osik b'mitzvah put the mitzvah. What? Osik b'mitzvah put the mitzvah. You're learning. You have to stop and help the lady with the groceries if no one else can help her. The Ram says, yachzur l'limudo. Because the whole point of Torah is to do maisu. So this is a pella what he writes. A very big pella. Chiddush nifla. Mamish. Chiddush Nifla. In fact, there's a whole discussion in the Gedolei Achronim here. He says, why are you mafsik for Kriya Shema if you're learning? What's the answer? Osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Why do you stop learning for Kriya Shema? You're supposed to stop learning for Kriya Shema. What's the answer? Because Kriya Shema is also Talmud Torah. That's not a good answer. You have to also stop learning the Davish Shmoneser. Shmoneser is not Talmud Torah. The whole thing is a pella. Because we don't say Osik b'mitzvah mitzvah when you're learning. You don't say it at all. It's a pella, this Chiddush. Okay? But I want you to get it down. It's right here in our topic. Chedushi HaGaos on the tour. You saw the tour. It says, Lafrushi Misura. But it wasn't Lafrushi Misura, no problem. Osik Mitzapotam Mitzvah. Osik Mitzapotam Mitzvah. He's learning. You don't say Osik Mitzapotam Mitzvah by Talmud Torah. It's a pella. Mamash a pella. Oh. And this leads us to the Rambam. We saw this Rambam earlier in the year. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Ishus? Stira. Pirik that Father Chosishu says, if you're learning, you don't have to get married. Osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. What do you mean by learning? You don't do it. You don't say osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. So the Ram Hilchos Talmud Torah. What's the answer that we gave at that time?
Excellent,
Zevi. Yachsulu Lemudo. You can't. The quality of learning is not the same when you're married as when you're single. You have more responsibilities. That's what we answer in the Rambam. So it could very well be Poshup Shat Lamaisa. What's the answer? That's the answer. That's the answer that we'll say. That's the answer that we'll say. Because the truth of the matter is qualitatively, it's a different type of learning. It's going to impinge upon your learning. You don't say also mitzvah, well, Talmud Torah, fine, but here it's going to impinge, it's not going to be, it's a different mitzvah, Kimat. Therefore, you can continue learning before you get married. You don't have to stop and get married. Because it won't be the same learning. It's Kimat, a different mitzvah. So therefore, that's the, this is, I have no terrors. It's a pella. This is an absolute pella, this Kudushat goes.
Shouldn't it be a terrors? Because if he, by breaking, you would think to say that his learning is not going to be as good. But since we want to stop him from being over the sin of not doing bedika, we'll stop him anyway.
No, so by bedika's chametz, we stop because of the over isra of eating chametz or by roya. But if it wasn't for that reasoning, we wouldn't stop him learning. Because also mitzvah put a mitzvah. But we're pointing out, we don't say also mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah by learning. Hi, the Rambam and Hilchos. Because the Rambam says you won't get the same learning won't be the same after you get married. So it's kind of like a different mitzvah. If you're osik in mitzvah A, you're part of a mitzvah B. But if I don't say it by Talmud Torah, you do say it by Talmud Torah because the bottom line is what? You won't be able to yachsur lilimudo. The Rambam has that condition. You've got to be able to go yachsur lilimudo. Okay. There's one last din let's get, okay, on this mahalach. In Shulchan Aruch, please get it down. In Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Lamed Ches Sif Ches, the Mechaber writes, a sofer that writes Tefillin in Mezuzah is potter from putting on Tefillin. Again, let's write it down. Kosvei Tefillin u'Mezuzah are potter from Hanachas Tefillin. Mamish. Feirish Din in Shulchan Aruch. A sofer that's writing Tefillin and mezuzah is potter from anachas tefillin. The Bir Halacha says that there's a misprint. It should say kosvei svarim. I'm going to add that in. Kosvei svarim. Bir Halacha. This is the Machaber. This is the Bir Halacha. Everyone got this? What's kosvei svarim mean? Someone's writing a sefer Torah. In the Machaber, we just have tefillin and mezuzah. Bir Halacha says you got to write a mocher a kosev sefer Torah as well. Kosev svarim,
with
tefillin, is being mosev. Correct. Why do you think the Mechaber? Why would you stick with the Mechaber's pshat? What do you say, Seth? Because Bizman Hazeh, the Shagasari says you're not. There's no mitzvah kosev sefer Torah because we're not bekeem in the what? Chaseros and Yeseros. We don't are not bekeem in the Yeseros and Chaseros. The Shagasari has a famous sheet in Simon Lamed Vav. Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, he says. He says there is no such mitzvah. It's just a heksher to be Yotzi Kriyas HaTorah in the Shul. But it is no better than what? It is no better than what? Regular learning. Therefore, Aaron, Geshmak. Therefore, the Mechaber leaves out a Kosev Sefer Torah. Because a Kosev Sefer Torah is just like a learner. And by learning, we don't say what? Osik mitzvah. It's a stickle. By learning, we don't say it.
Bir Halacha would agree with the Mechaber, though, about the Tefillin and Mezuzah?
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. That's a seven mitzvah. But you know why this is difficult, Aaron? Because the Beis Yosef himself says, who's the Mechaber? Who's the Mechaber? The Beis Yosef. Mechaber's the Beis Yosef. You know what the Beis Yosef holds? Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He doesn't hold like the Shagasari, so we're stuck. Mechaber himself says there is a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. So you have a difficulty. Bizman Hazeh, mitzvah d'oraisa. Usually we don't assume that he was Chosimo. We only assume he was Chosimo from the Pirush Mishnayos. He wrote that Rambam. That's the Rambam. Rambam the Yarech HaZoket. This, so it comes out to be difficult. But the shtickle that I want to bring out here is, okay? The shtickle that we want to bring out here is that you don't say osu mitzvah putim in mitzvah by Talmud Torah, except by that one case of marriage, because you won't be able to fulfill yachsul lilimudo. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, you can learn. You'll learn better, but you know it's different. You don't have to worry about someone else. Okay, you follow me? Okay, I don't want to discourage anyone, you know, from getting married right away. Okay, Don't worry, it is learning. It's kavaltic, but they have old few. Okay. Oh. One more nakuda. Okay, so that's that mahalach. One more nakuda I want to get to, and then we got to go chumash. One more nakuda is the following. Do you remember we've said many times that there's the machlokes between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam? When did Rabbeinu Tam say the day ends? Remember Rabbeinu Tam? Seisach Kochavim, 72 minutes, 4 mil. Remember I said the Chassam Sofer said Lakula that women would light when it was pitch black out? Mamish. No one holds like that Bismanazah at all. Chassam Sofer like Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Kiddush. Who are the Gaonim? The Gaonim said it ends when? No, the Gaonim said it ends when? Right, when is Shkia, then you have Banish Marsh's 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half minutes is it. Finished. We said, though, we're away from the equator. In Eretz Yisrael, theoretically, 13 and a half minutes would be tzeis. But we go, Mach, I don't think so. I know in Eretz Yisrael does it that, Mekel. Maybe 42 minutes, half an hour, but not 13 and a half. But Lamaisa, the Gaonim holds 42 like the Gaon. The Gaon, Lamaisa holds 50. And then we know Rabbeinu Tam said 72. Then we have, remember, Achtel. Do you remember we pointed out there was a shita on the Daf Beis and Alf that held like who? The Re held like the Gonim. And he said, the Bir Avram said, why don't they quote the Re? He said it beferish. There's another shita that holds like the Gonim, the Ravid. What did the Ravid say? What does Or mean? Beina what? Beina Shmoshos. Excellent. Who do you think the Ravid's got a hold like? He's got a hold like the Gonim. The first 13 and a half minutes after sunset, there's still light out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once Beina Shmoshos, 58 and a half minutes to 72 minutes, that's pitch black. So obviously the Ravid also must hold like the Gonim. So we've been Chadish, there are two Shittas in Rishonim. The Re and Daf Beis and Aleph and Psachim, and who else? The Ravid that hold like the Gonim. Against two, against Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? We got that clear? Alright, guys. Proud of you guys. Working in Tevet. Okay? Now we left with, which we don't have time, so we'll see whether we'll do Sunday or Monday. Guys, there's a Rashi in our sugya, I hope you saw it, that says black and white, that by Rabbi Matzi begins when, bless you? Mm-hmm. Begins at Chatzos and Erev Pesach. That, most Rishonim say that's dead wrong. By Rabbi Matzi starts on Pesach proper. This Rashi that we did on Dalam and Af, we didn't do it inside. We'll see if we do it Sunday or Monday, we'll see. Because we have a whole mahalach. There's like, I gave you like five Rashis all over the Masechta. Most Rashis say one way, another Rashi says another way. Stiris Barambams. There's a lot of chidushim here, whether it's by Rabbi and Matzah and Erev Pesach et Chatzos. But Rashi says black and white. Same thing. By Rabbi. Same thing. So that's what we have to focus on. We'll see if we do it Sunday or Monday. Okay? If we don't do it Sunday, we'll do Arvei Pesach. Something in Arvei Pesach. Oh no, actually we should do Megillah. Yeah, Sunday we're going to do Purim. Believe that. Sunday we'll do Nyanei Purim. Please everyone be there. We're responsible for Sundays as well. May always say, encourage Sundays beyond the Bechinas. Right? I don't know how much, but Lamaisa, something will be on it. We always say. Right? I don't think we're gonna have a midterm. I don't think so. You don't want to have a midterm, no?
No.
I think we'll do it. We'll chazer after Pesach for the final. Okay. Yeah, we have to. Yeah, I think so. I don't think we have a midterm because we got a lot to do. That's what I'm leaning towards. Okay. That's what I'm leaning towards. Why you don't want it? You want to have a midterm? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. We got too much to do. It was Pesach. We got to get to. All right, we'll talk. Probably not. I'm leaning against it. Okay, we have enough time to chazer everything after Pesach. It's like two, three weeks. Okay, we'll see. Lamaisa. So Purim. Listen, guys. Purim Sunday, Bezrat Hashem. Purim Sunday and Monday, we got to start by Rabbi Matzah about Erev Pesach. There's a lot we got to see. I'll give you Marma Kaimis, and then we got to get Vike to the Gemara with next one. Okay. Maybe Thursday we'll do another day of Purim. We'll see. Okay, let's go to Chumash. We start, say, for Vayikra. Chumash of Korbanos, we know. Torah's Kohanim, better known as Torah's Kohanim, say for Vayikra in the Medrash. And the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Yasok Tahorim B'Tahirim. It's a mandate on us. Korbanos are kedusha. We should mechazik ourselves to try to be as kodesh as possible in our lives. And what that means is the following. I want to focus on the midah of busha. Now, I'm not really quite sure how to translate it well in English. To be ashamed, to be embarrassed, it doesn't work well. But what I will tell you is that the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Tes that if you want to see who a Jew is, a Jew has three traits, at least three. He's gomle chasadim, he's kind. He's rachmanim, he's merciful. And he is baishanim. Baishanim means he's, I can't translate it. But it means that you feel bad about doing an aveira towards Hashem or hurting that fellow friend. You feel bad. I'm not going to say guilt, because guilt is like has a, sometimes a negative connotation. He said, you feel bad, for lack of better English. You feel bad about your aveiras, the koyach of busha. It says in the Chumash, in Shmos, Perichov, Pasuk Yitzayin, Vavor tiyeh yiraso al pneichem, levolti techetahu. Because you have fear on your face, you will not come to sin. The Gemara in Nedarim says, Busha leads to yiras chet. Feeling bad about an aveira leads to fear for a sin. And the truth of the matter is, if you look throughout the Parsha, it always states there's so many different categories of achatas. A melech, a hedgeot, a yachid, a tzibor. There is, and it says, v'chiper lo michatoso, v'chiper lo michatoso. There is one category where that does not appear. V'chiper lo michatoso. Which one? When you bring a si'irus izim. When you bring a you. When you bring a you. A you, E-W-E, was offered the same place as the Olam. So a guy would come to the Beis HaMikdash, go there, everyone would see, aha, that guy turned the light on Shabbos, Beshogeg. Why? How would they know? All the other chatos they wouldn't know because you're going to the same place where the Ola was offered. But the Seira was in the Keva, and the Seira did not have a tail, so it didn't cover itself. So anyone that would bring a Seira, which was in the Keva, to that place, an Ola was brought from a Zohar. A chatos was in the Keva. In the Seira, if they would see a Seira, it had no tail. If it had no tail, it couldn't cover itself, obviously. And everyone would see it's in the cave. They would see, aha, we see that man turn the light on Shabbos. He did something to Shogig. He ate chayl of Shogig. So that's why the Ramal Diskin and the Tziv say, Nisim, it doesn't say the Chibra lo mechatoso, because the Gemara says in Brachas, if a person does an Aveira, ha'osa, over Aveira, call osa davar Aveira, you'd bays him and bays with Brachas, kol osa davar aveira umbispayesh bo mochlin kol avonosov. If you do an aveira and you're embarrassed, you're ashamed, all your aveiras are nunchal. This guy, even before he offers the chatas, is so ashamed. Everyone can see in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone, that he turned the light on Meshogi because he brought a Seiris Izim. He doesn't have to bring that. Could have brought another animal that would have covered it over, that had a tail, an ali, we learned. But a serious izim nekeva has no aliyah, so it's clear that it's a chatas. They see it's a nekeva, so it's a chatas. Aha, that guy did. He feels horrible. Even before he offers the korban, he gets a kapara. You don't need the pasuk to say v'chiper lo mechataso, because even before the korban is offered, he receives kapara from Hashem because he feels so ashamed. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas. Nachamo. I feel terrible. I didn't aveira. I once heard from Rav Tursky Shlita. He said, why is this? The Gemara says in Sota, when a person does an aveira, you only do an aveira when a ruach shtus enters your system. Hashem's not around. No one sees me. You don't have Shavisi Hashem Lanegdi Summit, you do an Aveira. If you have Hashem on your mind, and you see that Hashem can run the videotape after Me'ev Esrim, if you see that, and you realize that, there's no way you can do an Aveira. If you feel the feeling of shame, being ashamed and being feeling bad and being embarrassed. That's the antithetical concept of a Ruach Shtus getting in your system and doing the Aveira. I feel so bad that Hashem forgives you. You never would have done the Aveira if you would realize Hashem was looking at you. You feel ashamed. You're trying to go retrospect back. And that is why on Shabbos there's a special, unique element of having Hashem forgiving your sins on Shabbos. Why? Anyone who shomer Shabbos kil chassel, the Gemara says in Shabbos, even if you're like the Dor Enosh that did Avodah Zarah, mochlim kol avonosav. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because Shabbos, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Yud was a gift from Hashem. As you said earlier, and sure you guys, Yontif, we're Makadoshim. Shabbos, though, is a gift. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of appearing in the base of Mikdash Alila Regel. When someone gives you a gift, you don't feel comfortable looking at him. If he gives you food to eat, you're a bit ashamed. Hashem gave us Shabbos. There's no mitzvah for us to appear in front of him. We feel a little bit ashamed. We were given as a gift. Yontif, though, we worked at it. We created it. There's a mitzvah to what? Appear by Hashem. Therefore, even if you did have Avodah Zarah and you observe Shabbos, you observe Shabbos, what happens when you observe Shabbos Kalacha? What do you feel? This element of what? What do you feel when you observe Shabbos? You feel this element of what? Of Busha. Because it was a gift from Hashem. It would be embarrassing to appear in front of Hashem on Shabbos in the Bissam. There's no Alila Regel. Guess what the letters of Shabbos are? Boshes. The osios of Shabbos are boshes. And therefore, it's an amazing thing if you think about it. We're kind, we're merciful, and we're what? We have boshes. Boshes is a great thing, guys. And the Ramban writes in the Igeris, if you have boshes of Hashem, you'll have boshes of people. You won't want to insult people. You won't want to hurt people. We all strive to be mentioned. We've talked about it all the time. We try. I speak to myself foremost. And you know if you hurt someone, you feel terrible. Unless you're a bad guy. Right? If you hurt someone, insult someone, you got to apologize. You feel bad about it. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to say something to respond to someone and I was show sick. It's so beautiful, guys. Because if you say something, you feel bad about it, you got to apologize, how could I say such a thing? You waste so much time. You can't focus on the thing you're working at because you're so upset about it. But I didn't say it, so I got nothing to worry about. Boshes is this beautiful meeting. I would suggest when we talk about Torah's Kohanim and the purpose of Karbonis, what is its purpose? What is its purpose? Big Machlaikis, what does the Rambam say? To destroy the Avodah Zarah of the pagans. We take their behemoths, they worshipped, we're mocking them to Hashem. What does the Barbanel say in the Rambam? Hashem wanted us to ease us into religion. The concept of the religion at that time was to offer behemoths to a deity. Hashem is the only God in the world. So Hashem wanted to ease us in because that was the notion of religion that we knew of. It's a radical shot. But that's what the Barbanel says in the Rambam. And what does the Ramban say? The Karban. Reich Nichoach Hashem. To become close to Hashem. The Meshech Chochmah says both are right. You have to get rid of the Sur Meira, but you have to become Asei Tov. The Meshech Chochmah says on a Boma, it's to get rid of the bad. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's Reich Nichoach Hashem. There were many korbanos offered without no Avodah Zarah around. Hevel, Noach. There's the aspect of Karval Hashem. Sur Meira V'Asei Tov. This is the element of korbanos. And what does the Rav Natan's son say, the Sholem Eshev? What is not allowed to be in korbanos? Seor and Dvash. Seor is terribly sour. Dvash is superly sweet. I don't even know if there's a word superly. But too sour or too sweet, you can't do. But the first korban, you can. The first korban can have sour and dvash. Why? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, we strive for the golden medium. Don't be an extremist. No kas, no gaiva in my mist. I go to an extreme. But everything else, if I'm a little bit, let's say, if I'm a little bit to this way in a certain meter, I have to go the other way. You have to jump the other way in the beginning, but you all strive to get to the middle. Okay? Let's say I like to eat a lot, which I do. So what do I strive to do? So maybe the beginning of the diet, I should go to the other extreme. But then I have to go to the medium. I have to go to the medium. Because you have to go b'shvil hazah for all meters except for kas and gaiva. But in the beginning, you got to make the quantum leap. Not too sour, too sweet, that you do in the beginning to be able to tilt it depending on what type of person you are. If you love chocolate, then don't go on your chocolate for a month, let's say. Then, okay, you ease into it. I don't know, maybe you have once a week or once a month. But you make an extreme the other way, the Rambam says. You got to tilt it and offset it. This is what we strive to do. It seems to me, though, the midah of busha is not one of those two midahs of kas and gaiva. You don't have to go to extreme, but you need it. You need it big time. And there's so many opportunities where we can do aveiros. No one can see us. But if we have that element of busha built upon us, it's a tremendous siag. And it'll help us in our relationships with parents, chaverim, because kol ha'osa devar aveira, u'mispayish bo, mochlin kol avonosav. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Chazar over. We'll continue Biz Hashem on Sunday, Biz Hashem. Okay. Biz Hashem.